Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Sensemaker.
Hi, I'm Nimmo and this is Sensemaker, one story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the pressure of being the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Here comes Simone Biles, 30-time Olympic and World Championship medalist. How many will she get here in Tokyo?
Big. Full twist in front.
When American gymnast Simone Biles stepped out onto the floor at the Tokyo Olympics earlier this week, all eyes were on her. She'd be leading the USA in defending their title as the women's team all-around champions. But it didn't quite go to plan.
Angelina Melnikova just needs confirmation, and there it is! The team from the Russian Olympic Committee are golden. They are victorious in this women's team final ahead of the United States.
Earlier on in the competition, Simone Biles was meant to do an Aminar vault. It involves a round-off back handspring followed by 2.5 twists in midair before nailing that perfect landing. And I can't express to you how difficult this move is. No other woman has attempted it in competition. But on Tuesday, Simone Biles only managed 1.5 twists. Her landing was off and she grimaced as she walked off the mat. She appeared to get lost in the air mid-vault.
I've just never felt like this going into a competition before, and I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back went a little bit better, but then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
Simone Biles briefly left the arena with her coach before returning in her tracksuit. She was pulling out of the team competition, and as soon as she did, the internet exploded. She was accused of using her mental health as an excuse for a below-standard performance. She was called selfish and weak, and some people said that she'd let the entire country down. So the question is, has Simone Biles just changed mental health in elite sports for good? Now, Simone Biles isn't the only Olympic athlete to struggle.
All right, a shocking update this morning. Japan's tennis superstar Naomi Osaka is leaving Tokyo without an Olympic medal. Just hours ago, the tennis star lost in the third round of the singles tournament.
Just like for Simone Biles, there were high hopes that tennis star Naomi Osaka would make the podium at the Tokyo Olympics. She was a favourite to win gold. But Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles were under more pressure than most. They were being asked to be more than just athletes. They were the face of the games. Naomi Osaka had been selected to light the Olympic cauldron in the opening ceremony, a rare honour. And for Simone Biles, well, she'd been tasked with bringing viewers in to primetime Tuesday night TV. She was the face of the summer games for the American broadcaster NBC, the unofficial leader of Team USA. And they were hoping she'd help salvage the millions of dollars they'd spent on landing the games. But there's little doubt that these Olympics feel different from most, both for viewers and for the athletes.
And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games, I think, just as a whole, not having an audience. There are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year.
So despite the million-dollar commercial deals, how did Simone Biles know to say enough was enough?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back in 2016, just before the Rio Games when Simone Biles was bursting onto the world stage, there was another athlete who was beginning to speak out about his mental health, Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian ever, began to discuss his battle with depression and suicidal thoughts.
You know, for me, for so long, I didn't have self-love. I had no self-confidence, and I didn't like who I saw in the mirror. So I just got kind of sick of it. And obviously, I hit a very low point in my life where I didn't want to be alive anymore.
And it triggered a cultural shift in the world of elite sport. Sporting bodies began to create mental health initiatives, and there was an outpouring of support. But for Simone Biles, 2016 was too soon to speak out. If she was fighting her demons back then, she hid it pretty well. She won 4 gold medals. But we're now 5 years on, and the world's views have shifted. And because of that shift, Simone Biles could stand up in Tokyo and say she wasn't in the right place mentally to compete. It doesn't look like we'll see any more of Simone Biles competing in Tokyo. But if anything, her pulling out of the Games has only reinstated her position as the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. It's made by me and my colleagues Claudia, Imi, Zav and Ella here at Tortoise. If you enjoyed today's episode, why not give us a follow so that you don't miss any of our other stories. Today's story was written and produced by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.